Hi, everybody. Well, today's date is April 20th, 2015. And this is our Monday show, The Healing Highway. So let's start the day off here. If you had any situations over the weekend or today, anxieties, just something, some kind of emotional thing, we'll release the energy from that one particular specific incident. So here we go. Think of your favorite pet problem, I guess. Right now we're going to release it from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And remember, if one of your friends had it and you just only got a little bit of it, you still got it. So, you know, you may not think you didn't get it, but if you heard it, chances are, you know, and you tuned into it, connected to it, now you got it. It may not be the same thing that they have, but you're still sharing the energy with them. That's why you want to release these things from you. And that's why we have unlimited clearings on the website, so you can always stay current. Don't talk to anybody. You hear anything, you're going to be at peace. But once they start contacting you and calling you up and, you know, the sky's falling or whatever, then automatically you're hooked into that timeline and you're living in that timeline. So just remember that. You're probably not going to be here because they took you out of it. So you want to get back here. And you want to get rid of the energy that's going to be now festering in your DNA, kind of like a volcano erupting at some point in your life. And it could kill you. Oh, let's energize the light beings here. I'll bring out the first light being. We'll bring in male energies. Here we go. Two males coming into your light being picture. One, two, three, four, and five. Next to be the second light being. One, two, three, four, and five. The third light being, if you have three up. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we'll bring on our co-host tonight, and tonight we're going to have Ann on. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome everyone to the Monday Healing Highway program. Thrilled to be here, as always, and thank you, Ron, for everything. This coming weekend is the New Living Expo in San Mateo, California. So if you are anywhere near there, it's Northern California near San Francisco, you could come and not only meet Ron in person, but go into the light chamber, which is similar to going on the light creation light ship and getting that healing energy. So if you can possibly get there, it's going to be terrific. Also, if you're a new listener, Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. Please go on there. There's a lot to look at and read, and most importantly, some wonderful free healings. And we have quite a lot of emails, Ron, quite a lot of comments, so I thought maybe we'd get right into that. And it's interesting, what you were just saying when you were opening the show, Ron, we talked about this last week, that when people talk to us about issues, their physical issues especially, or anything in their lives, if we hear it, we get it. You just said it again. We get on these timelines and things get activated in us. So someone has a question about their pet, and their pet recently died, and they're wondering, they had heard other people talking about their pets and so sicknesses and deaths, and could that have been activated in them and then possibly affect the cat? Like, you know, in other words, we could be activated. Could we be so activated that we then also affect our pets?
The way I'm hearing you describe this is maybe a pet owner says, you know, my cat is going to the vet and it's, you know, not doing very well. It has this kind of whatever it is, and it's going to live maybe 3 months. So you hear that, and now you're worrying about your cat, and is it going to be connected to that energy that you're thinking about, and will it transfer onto the cat? That's what I think you're saying.
Right.
Boy, I would say probably not. I'd say 98% no, okay? But the thing involved with that, looking at it, is that since you're hearing about someone's cat dying, we'll say, or having something, then chances are you better look at your cat, because it's a clue, maybe from the cat world, that your cat may have a problem too. So that's how I would look at it. It'd be some kind of sign to you that you're maybe ignoring your cat, or you need to help your cat out some way. That's the way I would interpret that. But as far as the cat connecting to the illness, I don't think it's going to travel that way.
Well, that's good news. And I guess, because there's a few things here about pets, Ron, this week, and let me just find this one. Someone wrote in, don't forget to message. Send Ron a generous donation for the death barcode removals for our loving pets. And I didn't hear our show on Saturday night, but I gather you did a death barcode removal for people's pets, Ron. Can you tell us about that?
I just offered if you had your own death barcodes on yourself, and you know you have your pet goose out in the backyard or dog or cat or something. Then by all means, connect with me and give me the pet's name, and I can look at it and tell you if it has any death barcodes on it or not. And if it does, I'll tell you how many, and then go in there and just use your codes and clear your pet or animal for free. So just have it done yourself first on you. That way you get the codes for that.
Right. Okay, Ron, that is so wonderful and generous of you. Thank you very much. And it would be nice, everyone, to help Ron. He's working so hard all the time, and going to these expos costs him a lot of money. So if you could pop a little donation to him through PayPal, that would be wonderful. Okay, let me get the other pet things that are on here while we're on that subject. Oh, do you want people to send you an email, Ron, to ask you about that?
Yes, you could do that. You can either send it to me or to me it would probably be best. Otherwise, ask it forwarded from the LS chat one, and so it would be better just to give the people so much work there behind the scenes.
Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to another pet one, Sneaky Alien Mind Programs. I met some new people recently, and they asked how old my pet is, then commented, oh, she's an old lady. Then I got it, that prying led to a curse and mind programs about aging. From now on, I'm going to lie and say she is 8, and I will never tell her age again. I plan to be more guarded when people pry and ask questions, because they probably aren't even people.
Yeah, so what's happening is that phones need to have information. You know, they got to fill up their hard drive, so they need to have that information being sent to them from you so that they have something filled up, because they don't have it.
Right.
That's kind of the bottom line there, and they'll keep asking you questions. It's hard to say who in their body wants to know that information, and also what they're going to be doing to you. Way of looking at it, there could be a lot of stuff happening on what they're talking about. Back to you.
Yeah, it's something maybe projecting, like, oh, that's how old my cat was when he died, or my dog when he died, or something, and it's a curse, isn't it? And it's, I really understand that. I don't know if it's because I'm a woman, but when someone asks me things, my inclination is to just tell them. And so it's nice to, hear that other people are deciding, I'm going to be a little more guarded now and not answer all the questions.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And everybody's trained to obey, So don't get into your own power. Get it back again. Don't give your power away. Everybody will want to take it, believe me.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, and another person wrote in that their cat is missing and they did timeline crashes. And they're wondering, they have a few questions, did that help?
Well, I think it helped. I don't know if... I'd say yes, it did help, yes.
And she's just wondering, do you know, is this cat okay?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
no.
like
okay.
doing readings over the
right.
over the, I don't really do readings, so.
Right. And I don't know, so she's saying, does sometimes do timeline crashes work and sometimes do timeline crashes not work?
Timeline crashes always work.
Yeah, I thought so.
The success of it is how many you've done.
Okay.
How many are you on? No. And what's going on from there? So you have to be on. You have to get rid of a lot of those timelines. So really there's no shortcut to the timeline crashing. You want to do them until you're off that timeline.
Right.
Until you're finally off them.
Okay.
Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, here's a testimonial. We're sort of getting back into health here. Healing testimonial. Hi, I started to feel under the weather and got right onto my computer to run clearings for myself. I used the timeline crash and did being sick. I did the entity clearing for being sick, the fear clearing for being afraid of getting sick, and ran the spirit integration. I put those up last night, and now, midday the next day, I am symptom-free. I notice the more cleaned out I get, the more my body can accept healings, and the more immediate the results are. Incredible to have such effective tools. Thank you, Ron, and Creation Lightship.
I hear that now a lot from people since we've been doing radio shows and stuff. The timeline crashes, you know, that's a real benefit that we got those going now compared to maybe 10 years ago or whatever. But the timeline crashes, once you do the other whole lifetime clearings, now really, you know, get into whatever you want to do to get out of stuff, because the timeline crashes are where you are. Get out of those. And remember, your situations that you're dealing with is only because you're involved with mind energy. So saying that differently, when you're in mind energy, then you're on timelines. And how do you get into mind energy? Well, you comes up in your DNA, and you're dealing with that because you haven't cleaned out your energetic bodies that force you into it. So you have clearings, then you're able to move forward. So just doing timeline crashes on itself, on its own, without doing anything else, will help you, but it's not going to be what you're probably really expecting to have happen to you. Okay? Because by all means, you're going to have to do a lot of work on yourself, so you're not on timelines. Well, the only reason why the aliens want you is because they can put you onto a timeline. Once you understand that, finally figure it out that, yeah, my life is going to hell in the handbasket, you know, and I'm in there and everything is bad. Well, that's because you're on timelines that aren't supporting you. Well, you want them to support you, but you don't realize that you're now under the thumb of the aliens. So you do the whole lifetime clearings, get rid of maybe up to four, you know, basic whole lifetime clearings is probably what most people would need. Maybe five, you know, because you have your emotional, your mental, those are the two you know, you need to have. Then you may have fear, you know, and then you have pain possibly, that's four right there, and maybe anxiety or something. So, you know, four or five whole lifetime clearings is going to get you, you know, at least from a lot of those timelines that the aliens are jerking and putting you onto. And once you clean out your body, and these energetic bodies that radiate into the physical body to kill you, once they get clogged up, now the aliens aren't going to want you as much. So now when you tackle a timeline, you go, wow, I got this timeline here. I think I had a little bit of fear or something, you know. And you get on that timeline to get rid of that fear, and there's so much less there and so many less tangent timelines that they're going to put you onto that you're able to get wellness very, very quickly, because if they're not grabbing you from the fear timeline and the emotional timeline and the anxiety timeline, because you're only probably on one timeline. that's the whole thing, is to, you know, empower yourself. Fortunately, you know, if we would have started this years ago, it would be a different story. Most people, and maybe the whole earth would be doing these things, the people on the earth. But that's really the way you're going to really move anything forward here to help anybody on this planet, is to get rid of aliens. And this is what we're trying to do, to bring peace back here. You have to have peace. If you don't have peace, then you're dealing in the alien agenda. And then you're dealing in darkness. So you're looking at aliens, darkness energies, controlling energies, controlling you, programs, alien implants, and all this stuff. It's all under the same chapter headings of different books of in the sabotage. You're sabotaging your life because they're coming into you, and now you have a way to get out of it. Fortunately, you know, probably most of the listeners listening are probably, you know, above 50, 60 years of age, you know. If there's anybody young out there, that's great, because now you got your whole life ahead of you by doing a few clearings, and all of a sudden, voila, you know, you got your whole life with less traumas and dramas. Anybody listening who's probably 50 or 60 or so, they look upon their life, and they just got it, you know, found out about, you know, the creation light shift, maybe, let's just say 5 years ago. Man, if they would have had these clearings when they were 20 or something, wow, just think where you'd be now, you know. But at least we're here. So if you're younger, boy, you can really change things. And if you have children, man, do those clearings on them. Because they could really be, you know, somebody out there who could really move humanity forward. They don't have all these blockages. So that's the whole thing. Get rid of all this stuff preventing you from being who you can be. You know, the New Agers talk about be all you can be. Well, how are you going to be all you can be when aliens are controlling you? You know, that's just one of those mental masturbation things that they like to tell people, you know, to get people to come to their lectures. You know, they give a bunch of stuff out to people and have them buy books and read books. And then after you get that book read, then all of a sudden you realize, well, this, you know, didn't really help me. Or you went to these seminars, you know. And, you know, you figured, well, geez, you know, this guy's doing seminars for $5,000. I better go to all of them for $5,000, you know. You go to all these seminars, and after a year, you go, you know, it really didn't help me out that much. I'm still stuck. Well, they didn't give you the information of what you really need. They're just trying to, you know, show you that carrot in front of your nose and telling you that you can be all you can be by changing your thoughts. Well, thoughts are one thing. It's the DNA and your energetic bodies that's going to harm you. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I was wondering if we could have, well, first of all, I'd like to ask, and I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show, how are we all doing, Ron, in your audience tonight? Is everybody on the CLS and now Timeline of Light?
Yeah, everybody got put onto it within 5 minutes of the program, yes.
Oh, thank you, Ron. That's great. May we have a sample of the fear clearing?
Yeah, so think of one of your biggest fears, or any fear that you have. It doesn't really matter what the fear is. Remember, the light ship doesn't look at it as, oh, man, this is a little fear or a big fear or medium-sized fear. It's just blocked energy. It's up to you to find out where your problem is. So just think of one of your fears. We'll just clear it. I'll count to five to clear it. Oh, here we go. And think of something, you know, like I said, go back to when you were a child. Maybe afraid of something back then. May not be recycling now, but the energy is still with you. Here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yoke.
Wonderful. How about, could we have a clearing for, like, the last person that touched us or shook our hands? To remove that energy from us, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So, put on your left hand. And here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's do the right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. to maybe back of your, you know, shoulders or something. Always that one person doesn't necessarily this doesn't happen to me, but I hear people talking where they say, yeah, you know, I was there and somebody tapped me on my shoulder. Well, normally when they do that, you're hooked up, okay? Here we go. Somebody tapping on your shoulder. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And you may want to get up and just kind of walk around a little bit. Just see, you know, how your body's feeling.
Well, I really felt that on my shoulders, Ron. Thank you. Felt really good. Whew. Okay, here's another testimonial someone sent in, and this is an interesting thing. Since we're about to have an expo, one of the things that's great you can do there is purchase pictures of the light beings. And Ron has, gosh, you have a lot, Ron, at least 15 or so beautiful pictures that Ron can activate for you with the Creation Lightship energy. So someone has a testimonial about those pictures. At an expo where we saw Ron, I purchased the chakra pictures for myself, husband, and kids. Ron activated each picture for each of us so that they resonated balance for our individual chakra systems. Recently, when my young daughter was upset and crying, I brought her chakra picture to her. I showed her how the chakras in the picture corresponded to her body and told her to look at the picture to help her center. She got peaceful almost immediately and sat quietly holding her picture. Then she smiled sweetly and said, "This is my special picture." She completely transformed. So wonderful to have all this help from Creation Lightship.
Oh, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Is that a particular one, Ron, or is that a picture of the light being, or is there one specifically for chakras?
We do have a chakra picture, yes.
Oh, okay.
White card with the different like little lotus blossoms on it. Very pretty.
Great. Okay, so we have a couple of live comments for today. Okay, I am trying to start a new life, but it is hard to begin to come back into society. I am so young with so little experience. I would honestly rather travel the country as a free spirit, but I feel the need to do all my clearings first. I've been having several alien races attempt to steal my soul each night, and I'm not sure what should I do. Is there any guidance or clearings you can help with?
Boy. I don't know. What I would suggest is keep the light beam up, you know, in your room. And possibly get another monitor, you know. I don't know what you have for a computer system, you know. Maybe let's just say you have a laptop with a 15-inch monitor on it, which is pretty common now. Maybe you could go out and buy a Uwise, maybe a $200 monitor. I don't know, you can get them, I think that price might give you a 26-inch one, something. Actually, one of those discount stores or something. I went into Best Buy, and they had a 32-inch TV, $168. That was a few days ago. So, you know, you could probably take that 32-inch monitor, plug it in, laptop, get that light beam up there, man, that's going to kick butt. That's what we have at the expo. This is a 32-inch monitor what I put up. It's just an idea for you, you know. Get that light beam picture up, you know. I think you'd probably get used to it, have it in your room, because it is pretty bright, but, you know, leave it up. And or just get a smaller monitor and leave it up, too. Well, one of those clearings on, alien attack page or something. Have any ideas, Ann?
No, I think that's wonderful, you know, and all of the free healings and the emotional clearing, like you always say. And I just want to add to what you said, Ron, since I can't remember, I think it was around Christmas time or the first of the year, someone suggested that we do that, have the light being picture up all the time. And since then, I've been bringing my laptop into the bedroom every night, and I'm big on not having any electricity, you know, or as little as possible in the bedroom. So I wouldn't normally have done that, but I thought, no, I would like to have the light being up, and I already was sleeping well, but I sleep better. It feels so good to have that light being picture on all night.
Yeah.
And I run the spirit integration and the auric protection and, you know, a couple of others, whatever I'm, you know, already working on in addition. But I tend to leave the auric protection light being up on the open, on the, you know, the first screen.
Very good.
And I feel much more protected. So, yeah, I'd love, let us know, anyone else who's doing that, if they've noticed any difference. Okay, someone's asking about the natal barcode clearing, and we have talked about that a lot on the shows, but not in a while, and this might be a new listener. Clearly, they have the natal barcode clearing, and they want to know, can we clear more than one set of numbers on the natal barcode? And because they need to clear maybe 10 to 30 different number combinations. So, you know, I can just say the answer to that is yes. The natal barcode is a whole life clearing, and you start with doing your name, and it has a list of all the different things to clear, and the bottom one, you can just change it to other and put in all the numbers. And yes, you should do that. It's important. And also, I would do it on the free clearing, which is the alien keyword. In alien keyword intercept, do it simultaneously. And someone brilliantly suggested to do the numeral and then the word. So in other words, put the numeral, say one, and then O-N-E. And that'll probably feel really good and really thorough.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about that, Ron, the natal barcode?
That sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I feel like anything you do on the natal barcode, you want to do also on the alien keyword intercept. You know, just like you were saying, to support your timeline crashes with the emotional body and the mental body, I think it works the same way.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have another sample maybe of something, Ron? I'm trying to think what would be a good one.
Well, I'll do a sample which I haven't done before. I know we have the sleep, sleep deprivation clearing or something like that, of a hard time sleeping. So let's, I'll do this at maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Here we go. So we'll see if this changes anything on your sleep patterns. So this will be if they were to intercept you at 3 o'clock. So we'll do that right here. So maybe it'll work from 3 to 4. I'll just try this here. How you guys respond to it. So one, releasing the energy that could be connected to you on timelines. Sleeping between 3 and 4 o'clock. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Clearing is not necessarily for timelines, although I mentioned the word timelines when I was doing it. It has to deal with not having sleep. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Here's another interesting thing someone's having a problem with. I think I have a contract with an alien race because I have thoughts or experiences where there is some sort of being worked on which I'm aware of and is in a sense like an alien dark side practitioner. how do I clear something like this? I've had many meetings and alliances with aliens in the past. Exactly.
What I would do is since you're aware of those connections, okay, what I would do is just start writing down one page, we'll say per year, but put the year on it. And we'll just say it's been the last 10 years. So start from 10 years ago, and we'll just say 2005. And then write down organizations that you belong to, went to, et cetera, and start making like a little flow chart for yourself. And I would imagine after maybe a couple of days when you get this completed, it'll probably be pretty complete, and then just start from the one from the distant past, the one that's like in 2005. I would not do the current one and go back. I'd go from the latest one, most time in it, because that will interface itself in between the newer ones. Start clearing those, and maybe get on the alien attack page and start releasing yourself from maybe if it's people that you know about, then you may want to do the shapeshifter clearing. But that's what I would do is, and then write down next to the name, what clearing you're doing with that person. That way, you know that you did something, and maybe you got to come back and do something else. That's how I would look at that, and slowly, work your way into the present moment here.
You and I both said ick, at first, but really, in a way, this person is lucky they're aware that's happening in their lives. It might be happening to other people, and they're not aware of it. So this way, I don't know if it's a man or a woman that wrote that in, can take action at least and get help through creation lightship.
Yep.
So as bad as it sounds, at least they're aware and they're halfway better. And someone said one time, just laugh, oh, look what you're trying to do now, aliens. You're not getting to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So another, it says, Jesus observation/question. Thank you for sharing, Ron, that you were helping Jesus with healings during his life on earth. I realized that people talk about the loaves and fishes miracle he performed, but say little about what he actually said that day. Is that because he was doing clearings on people like you are doing for us now?
Yeah, I would say more than likely. And then being in the now, you're not going to have really a history of what you're doing. At least the person would not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine the original, scrolls that are out there, different than like the King James Bible and the stuff or whatever was written, 300 years afterwards, would not be accurate, but really you don't need to get into all that happened because it's still mind energy. So you just know that, aim to try to help people. That's the bottom line, and get them out of the alien control stuff. Talking to somebody today, I was younger, I don't know what year it was, maybe 55 or something, I'm guessing 1955, but I went to a movie, and it was called, it was black and white at the theater. I think you paid a quarter to get in. It was called The Thing. I'm watching this movie. All of a sudden, the thing started to move, in the ice, and that terrified me, It's probably the precedent, that's the, Ron, you're going to be dealing with these things later on in your life, wake up, That was pretty devastating. And then I went back, maybe 5 years ago or so, and I watched it over again. It didn't bother me at all. I just wanted to see what I was afraid of, But yeah, So anyway, that's one of the, little quickie alien stories that I had. Yikes,
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to deny anymore that the aliens are here, and even a neighbor of mine who's very scientifically minded, not open to anything spiritual at all, was just telling me today how, well, you know, there's buildings and cities and people on the moon, and, you know, that's a known fact. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get too into it with her, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Did you want to share any more about that?
No, that's good.
Okay. I just want to remind people, in case they don't know or they're new, that in addition to 3 8-hour calls where we go to Creation Lightship every month and a 4-hour call on the first Saturday of the month usually, Ron also does weekday calls, Tuesday through Friday, and they're an hour to an hour and a half long, and they're wonderful. So one of them, I believe it's Thursday, is courting. Let me check very quickly, but it's one of the days, it's Tuesday or Thursday, is a courting removal.
And somebody has, and then the alien stuff is Thursdays.
Okay. So someone has a question about that, Ron. They're confused about what they should do and what their responsibilities are when they're absentee from that call, from the courting specifically.
Okay, well, what you may want to do is maybe write down for yourself what you'd like to have, where you'd like the cords to be released from. Okay, I'll say it differently here. When somebody cords you, normally they're taking away your energy. So let's just say that you're listening right now as a newbie or an old bee even, or medium bee, I guess, and you're listening, and all of a sudden, you know, you go, yeah, I've never been on that call, but, you know, I've been dealing with this shoulder ache in my body for a long time, and I don't know if that thing would help me or not. You know, am I going to waste my $20 if I get on it? Think I could get fixed for $20? You know, people ask me these questions all the time. And some people say, is there a guarantee for $20 I'll have my life fixed completely? And I go, well, you know. But anyway, so if you have a cord attached to you from somebody, okay, and, well, first of all, what would cause the cord? So maybe they saw you get into an accident where you hurt your shoulder. Maybe you went to the doctor's office and the entity is attached to you. So that'd be the entity call, okay? Maybe you're complaining a lot about your shoulder to your friends, so they're going to cord you because they somehow automatically, psychically look at your shoulder, and maybe they start doing a reading on you, you know? I think it's just that, or yeah, okay, because that's what people do. As soon as you talk about something, they're putting out an energy signature, an energy field to you because you're talking about it. And then they want to investigate it. Even the people that aren't even psychic aren't, you know, because they're going to think about your shoulder. Just when they think about it, they quartered you. Right away, you could be dealing with their thoughts. Maybe they had a shoulder condition, and when you mentioned your shoulder hurting you, they might be thinking inside of their head, oh, man, mine really hurt 25 years ago when, you know, this 2x4, you know, fell down and hit me or something, and it hurt for 3 weeks, and boy, now he has a shoulder or she has a shoulder incident. But right away, they just transferred their stuff onto you. Now you're on their timeline, and now you're on their pain timeline. So as you start talking about this here, these people are courting you. So the courting call could help you because it'll start releasing the cords that you know nothing about. So if you're one of these people out there listening that somehow like to tell everybody about your situations and your stories, you know, and you know, people are like that, not that it's bad, but, you know, you happen to rant and rave about something, then all these people that you talk to are now going to probably be courting you, or they have courted you when you talk to them. Now, maybe after 30 years, you start feeling kind of poorly, not knowing why. Oh, well, you open the door way back when, and now it's finally connecting to you. Courting call could help you. So what you'd want to do if you're absentee or not, you just maybe write down, if you want, you know, different body locations. And we probably go through, I'll say maybe a dozen of them. And, you know, we clear out maybe a dozen different locations, and you're the one, or just one location 12 times. And so you're the one that normally inputs what you need help with, okay? At times I'll suggest something, But typically, you know, somebody gets on the call and I'm working with your kidneys and your liver and your head or whatever, then you're there listening to me picking these areas that, you know, you didn't get on the call to do that. You wanted to work on your big toe, you know? So that's why I leave it now more suggestive for the people. Sometimes I'll pick up something that I need to work on because somebody needs it or something, and I'll bring that one up, and then we'll do that. But it'll only be maybe a few of them out of maybe the dozen that we do. And I try to make the calls. The calls are an hour long. And if I can, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll go for about an hour and a half. So you get an extra half an hour on it for additional healing. Don't know which call is going to fix you. I've had people tell me, yeah, Ron, I've been on these calls for a long time, and I get a little bit of help. And all of a sudden, I went on one call, and man, you know, like everything fell into place. I don't know what happened, but that one call fixed me. That's really nice to hear. So it just means that each call is like taking away some of your stuff. You know, maybe one of your energetic bodies, you know, was last in line, you know, to get fixed. All of a sudden it gets fixed and you feel better. So that's the whole thing is to be able to be in the moment. The worst thing, I think, is to either have emotional pain where you're always thinking of something that's going on, the sky's going to fall or something, or you're waiting for that bill to come in the mail or the court summons or whatever, whatever terrifies you the most. I don't have a fear for terror. You may want to go in the special clearing, but, you know, if you're always worried about something like that, then figure out what it is so you can get back into peace. That's one thing is your emotional pain, we'll say. And the other one is physical pain. So, you know, in fact, what we're going to be doing, I'm a little bit premature on this here, but I'll just bring it up. We did that call in December about, you know, body rejuvenation, a special call. I'll be doing that again sometime in June. We had people asking about it. So we'll do that same similar call. I won't say the same call, but that call where we work with body organ renewal. You remember what that was about, Ann? It's been so long ago for me.
It was body organ rejuvenation. It was December 22nd, and it was, you gave it very inexpensively. It was a very generous and very powerful healing call that we received. It was your kind of gift to all the listeners, and many people participated. It was a huge crowd. But, of course, we have many new people since then, because since then you've done the expos and everything. So that's very nice of you, Ron, to do it again, because, you know, we talked about it a few times, and I often thought, oh, the poor people that didn't get to do it. So now if anyone missed it, they can do it. And if you did it before, you can do it again if you like.
It'll be the same price as the last one.
Well, that's very nice of you. And as soon as we have the date, we'll let you know. You're probably going to plan that when you come back from San Francisco, right, Ron, or San Mateo?
Yeah, we'll plan it. That's correct. Yeah, we're out a day in May here. You know, a day for when we do it in June. So,
right. So the person that wrote in asking about the cordings, the questions, also said that even when they call in sometimes, they're not sure what they're supposed to do. And I was wondering, Ron, on the one hand, it's true, like you always say, speak to the light beings. Let them know what's going on with you and what you need. But also, they are taking care of a lot of things. So I'm sort of sensing that this listener, she calls into the courting call and gets maybe confused, you know, and thrown off a little, and maybe she could be over-worrying and overthinking about it, would you say? Because you could also just be on the call.
Yeah, just being on the call will work, too.
And receive.
You're going to the light ship on these calls, okay? And
right.
So you are communicating with the light beings on the light ship. So you could even be asleep here, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry. if you don't know about anything, it's
right.
You're being worked with.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to say that because I remember a long time ago someone telling me that they felt a little like, oh, what am I supposed to be doing? Ron's saying a lot of things, and I might be missing something and doing it wrong. And you don't really have to worry that much, right?
Right, yeah.
Great.
No worries.
And that someone, this is an interesting question that somebody came up with. This is on the live thing. Ron, can you see the actual cords, and are they little black lines going into people?
It could be that. Sometimes they're very large ones, like 6-inch diameter cords, you know. So how much time do we have left, Ann?
About 8 minutes.
Okay, so let me work with the cord here. So the old phrase of maybe being stabbed in the back, knifed in the back, if somebody betrayed you, you know, that's kind of what I believe it would mean to a lot of people. Let's take that knife out of your back. This will be like an energetic implant, or it could be from past lives. Exposed once in a while here. The fortunate thing is that we only have maybe like 45, 50 minutes at the expos. And
for when you do those lectures, you mean, Ron?
When I do the lectures, because it's mm-hmm. I cover a lot of information, a lot of stuff. Cover what
oh,
I
yeah.
would like to sometimes. But here we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This is kind of between your shoulder blades. Off the back side of you, okay? Oh. Back a little bit. We're kind of loosening it up here a little. This could either be, I'm seeing more like a knife type of thing. It looks kind of rusty to me. Black metal.
And do we all have this, Ron?
Most people will have this, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. Back to the cave days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you people ready?
Yeah.
Out here, I'll count to five, and you're going to feel it move out of your body. Each time I count a number, it'll come out inch by inch. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There it's out. Hey, you might want to move your back a little bit. Just kind of might have maybe your heart skipped a beat, or maybe you had a deep breath now, or felt something hurt, you know, how you're feeling now. I'll take the one out of the front of you, okay? Kind of similar location. This one's worse. So we'll just say around on your sternum someplace, probably where this is, or left or right of it here. I didn't even get visions as I pull it out, too. That's possible. Oh. This one's more emotional. Well, normally it hits you on your backside because then you don't have any psychic awareness, okay? Well, if you're wondering why things happen to you from behind, that's the reason. Probably ward them off. If something was coming to you. But the backside is like your pin cushion. Here we go. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released. Well, if you want to send us, a little comment, don't get people's names. It'll be interesting to see how you feel now. Well, even much, much better in a half an hour. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, thank you. That was really, really a generous thing and a nice treat for all of us. Thank you so much. Nice to get a knife out of our back and kind of sad to think that there's so much betrayal on this planet that we almost all of us needed that. So thank you. I felt something. I feel really good now. Okay. Someone is asking, how do our pets get these death barcodes?
Boy, I don't know if I have that back to answer. They'll pick them up from you, their owners will say. Back. That's why it's so good to clear them. If you have a rescue animal or dog or cat or something, oh, and maybe it had a really poor life and kind of a bunch of stuff or got beat hot from its previous owner, oh, I don't know if it would will itself to death, but, you know, owner doesn't like it and it's causing aliens to put the death barcode on it. That could be possible. I don't know. So, you know, I would say sometimes they'll take it from you. The pets and animals do, in a sense, you know, take on that stuff. Sometimes the old kind of joke was, you know, that somebody who's walking a dog, the dog may kind of look like the owner sometimes, you know? So the animals do pick up stuff from us. Oh, they get them, you know, to the aliens can put them on to cause a sadness, you know.
Right. Wow, you're really feeling the clearing, right, Ryan? I know when you yawn.
Yeah, that was a pretty heavy one out of the front. Much up for some people there.
Well, thank you. You probably saved a few lives tonight. Someone has a request. Can you do a sample healing for the eyes?
Okay, let's see here. I'll take away the alien mind fog. This you could probably do yourself. It's a free clearing. You go, taking this off. So one, two, three, four, five there. Do that clearing and have an eye condition. You may want to go on the special clearing. I don't know what energy is going to really be affecting your eyes, you know. Eyes are a more kind of a difficult situation to work with. That and thinking of the ears. Those are both two pretty hard ones. So, but people do come out of the light chamber, they see better. So the one is that not seeing the density that they have around their eyes or in sunglasses, that gets taken away, they'll have better that improvement. A lot of people say they had reading glasses after going into the light chamber, and I can't just say it's the first time, maybe more than one, but they, you know, at the expo, they'll go into the light chamber and they come out, they go, I can read without my reading glasses. So, well, that's what I can say. If you're going to go to the expos, definitely recommend doing the $40 one at least. Well, it's 5 sessions for $40. Plan on spending that there for like the 2 to 3 days and get the $100 unlimited. That's what I'd recommend. Also bring your picture in and or $100, just give me the picture and they leave because they can't stay. Or you can send me quickly an email, $1 donation, and I can print your picture out if you want to have it in the chamber for the whole event there.
Great.
Right. But back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you. Another listener, very nicely and helpfully wrote in for the person that said they had alien contract thing going on. And they said, in addition to the alien attack page, the person might want to try the organization affiliation, the soul family disconnection, and the master 4-in-1.
Great, yeah.
The Soul Family organization affiliation, of course, are on the website, and the Master 4-in-1 is the one that people do with you over the phone, correct, Ron?
Yes. And then we have the Soul Family Disconnect. It's a little different. It's like a Band-Aid one, but it works real well. That's also a clearing online, too. A lot of people have done that, and they said they had great help. getting rid of stuff.
Right, and so you could actually have aliens in your soul family, huh?
Yeah, they could show up, of course, yeah. They could body hop in there, us havoc with you, yeah.
And organization affiliation, I just recently saw a film about a religion in that's, I think, well, it's all over the world, I was going to say mostly in this country, and they have people sign a vow, I guess, or some kind of pledge for a billion years. So it's possible in a past life you could assign something like that. And so you might need, not even realize you need the organization affiliation clearing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know.
Because what if we were in that religion in another life or a different one like it, and they had to sign some kind of thing or make a pledge?
Yeah, and if you go by that location of where they're doing this, whatever religion it would be, or, you know, Masons or whatever, you know, I buy that building, still a tug on it, you know, and you don't know why, because you're not a Mason this lifetime, but maybe 100 years ago you were, you know.
Yeah. Gee, Ron, I'm sorry. It's already time to say goodbye.
Okay. Find a heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So dropping down, commanding your spirit, dropping down to your heart with your thoughts. So 10987654321, 10987654321, 10987654321.